We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And the pitch. Swinging. Lining it to left. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Wes Burke.
Holy Toledo. What a way to finish.
Wes Burke just purchased the ticket to St. Louis.
Look at the modern
ball. Unbelievable.
Milo Hamilton on the call. The 18-inning affair. Underrated home run in that, though, was Lance Berkman hitting the grand slam of the eighth inning to spark the comeback. And Brandon Ausmus had the one just above the line in left center that sent the game into extra innings. That was a great game. That was a division series. Eventually, the Astros would get to the World Series that year. We're counting you down to game one of the World Series from a way out Bell Bonds. We're in the corner of Congress and Crawford. We're giving out prizes. Our guys Matt Flora and Tyler Milner on the street team are saying hello to everybody, giving you the koozies, all that. You can also register for a chance to win a limited edition Justin Verlander 2019 baseball set. I saw a picture of what they're giving away. You want to come sign up for a chance to win that. If you're driving by, honk your horn, yell Astros out the window. You'll see our Sports Radio 610 sign right here on the corner of Congress and Crawford. We're so close to the ballpark that I'm pretty certain we just saw the Washington Nationals team bus drive by us after they were dropped off at the stadium. We're very close to the players' entrance where they drop off the visiting team. So, I mean, we're right close.
I hope it was in. If that's the case, I flipped off a random tour guide right there. I hope it was the Nationals. I gave them two big, strong Baytown birds, boys, just in case y'all was wondering. I also want to give Mark Thering, attorney at law, a quick shout-out. This is obviously as part of his parking lot that we're hanging out in as well. Also, if you guys are interested, I don't know if y'all are interested in axe throwing.
I am.
But Texas axe throwing, all ages, for reservations, give them a call, 281-651-2949. It's in Spring, Texas, off of I-45, Texas axe throwing. I bet I could take... Wait, I know I can beat you. You're old offensive lineman. I tear your ass up at some Texas axe throwing, baby.
I'm sure you would beat me right now, looking at the way my fingers, all of them are my fingers are flicked. I'm going to be honest with you, man. They half of them turn left, the other one turns right.
That old right pinky
right
there.
Don't straighten out, but I might try to use that to my advantage against you, but I'm going to be honest with you. Anything that has to do with shooting a basketball or probably throwing an axe, I fell to the wayside with that because the longer I played in the league, the worse my fingers got, and so that touch went out the window.
I'll tell you what. I'll trade my axe throwing and my hoop shooting abilities to you for about 5-6 years. That NFL will be all right. The worst finger. He's like,
no deal. No deal.
Zero chance.
No Bill O'Brien over here, baby. No deal.
Is there anything? And Booger McFarland's a good buddy of mine. I like Booger a lot. I don't appreciate everybody banging him on that Monday Night Football the way they are right now. Is Booger, like, when I watch Booger do TV or I'm in the studio with him or something like that, he has got the worst finger. I think it's his ring finger on his right hand. That thing is shooting hard right, man. Football is hard on them big boys that use their hands, man.
Yeah, it's a violent game, right? That's what they say. Basically every hit in a football game is like a small car wreck, and you do it 70, 80 plays from each side every single game.
Unless you're the old second, third string quarterback over at that old clipboard and the old flat bill on right there waiting.
I'm telling you, backup quarterbacks are the smartest. They're smarter than like punters and kickers because the backup quarterback on a team never gets touched. The only time he has a potential of getting touched is during the preseason games, and that's it. During the season, he never gets touched. During the games, he's dressed out, but he's never going to get touched unless – you know, for some unforsaken reason, the starting quarterback gets hurt. But then when you have that opportunity to go in the game, if you play halfway decent as a backup quarterback,
you
just guaranteed 3 more years on the contract, on your career. So backup quarterbacks definitely live the life.
Backup quarterback or lefty reliever specialist who comes in once every two, three games.
If you can get 10 or 12 in at backup quarterback, there ain't a job better in the world. There's not a better job. Now, if you talk about starting positions, I mean, it'd be hard for me to beat a reliever or a starter in the bigs, and a golfer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, golfer, that's a long, hard life, a lot of walking, but damn, man, I mean, just outside hanging.
You know, another thing, the backup quarterback, they just bridge themselves into head football coaches in the NFL all the time and in college football. But you look at it, you got the Frank Wrights of the world and the Doug Petersons, and there's a bunch of guys, Jason Garrett's, that were former backup quarterbacks that eventually become head coaches because they get to learn everything from that perspective. Yeah. Being a backup quarterback, you learn the head coaches, the way they look at things, and so – you know, that's definitely a job that if I ever had a son, I have nothing but daughters, but if I have a son, I'd say, I don't want you to be the starting quarterback. Just be the backup, baby.
Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham, right across the street from Minute Maid Park on the corner of Congress and Crawford. Come by, come say hello. ESPN ranked the top 50 players in this World Series. We saw the both teams finalize their 25-man rosters today. The Astros roster is similar to their ALCS roster. The only change was that they sent Abreu off of it, and they brought up Chris Davinsky to the 25-man roster. First time that Davinsky will be on a playoff roster at all. He wasn't on the DS series to start the postseason, wasn't on the ALCS series. The other note with that is that Ryan Presley is on the 25-man roster. He's going to give it a go. Now, let's say he pitches tonight, re-aggravates the injury, the Astros can take him off of the roster and add somebody else. So the Astros are going to give him the benefit of the doubt and give him a chance to perhaps be a factor in the World Series. But looking at these rankings, to me, it looks like the Astros are being a bit disrespected here. I'm going to give you the top five first. They ranked all 50. We probably won't go through all 50 of them, but the top five. Number one, Max Scherzer, the Nationals' Game 1 starter. Number two is Alex Bregman. Number three is Gerrit Cole, the Astros' Game 1 starter. Number four is Justin Verlander. Number five, Anthony Rendon. Those top five, does anything jump out at you?
Hell yeah, because the fact that Gerrit Cole ain't number one, it actually has me a little bit ticked off right about now at ESPN. I mean, you have lost your damn mind if what you've – and I get it that Max Scherzer's a good player, and I get it that Bregman's had an MVP season. And look, no disrespect to those guys, but what Gerrit Cole is doing and the fashion at which he's doing it in, come on, man. He's hands down. There's no doubt about it. The gap between one and two, he's at one. The gap between one and two is significant. How he's not there, I don't know, Wade.
I know one thing. I find it interesting that they put Bregman in front of Gerrit Cole as well.
Yes, sir.
I know Bregman is a hell of a player, and he's a – you know, MVP, but I just look at it, man, and the starting pitching, I think, is the biggest catalyst to winning ball games when it comes to the postseason and things like the World Series. And so I was surprised that Bregman was ahead of Gerrit Cole, but the fact of the matter is that Max Scherzer and Gerrit Cole, the difference between those two is minute. I mean, you're splitting hairs. I think both of those guys are dominant pitchers. And if you're looking at it from an outside perspective, and I think if you're looking at it from the perspective of wanting people to read your article and actually find it interesting, you putting Max Scherzer at number one, that gets you people talking. It gets you upset.
There
it
you
got
go.
You riled up.
That damn headline porn.
I mean, no question about it. So, I mean, I don't have any problem with it because I think it's splitting hair between the two guys. But if I had to choose, I'm definitely taking Gerrit Cole.
The Nationals will be arguing, saying that, well, Anthony Rendon's just as good as Alex Bregman. Why is Bregman 2, Rendon 5? I think they're pretty much the same player. Two of the top third basemen in all of Major League Baseball. 6 through 10 on this ESPN list. Steven Strasburg, George Springer, Juan Soto is 8, Jose Altuve at 9, and then Carlos Correa at 10. 9 seems way too low for me.
Way too low. To me, Correa, right now, all things considered, Correa should be the number one position player for the Astros on this list, wherever you rank him. I love Bregman. I know he had an MVP season. The only way that you put any of those infielders above the starters that Wade just mentioned is if they were absolutely tearing the cover off the ball. And I don't think anybody for the Astros would be considered tearing the cover off the ball consistently, like with just some sick batting average throughout the ALCS. So I would have a hard time putting any position player above the three pitchers, the two Astros, Justin Verlander and Cole, and then Scherzer. But if I were going to put a position player up there, it would be Altuve because he's shown up in the field defensively for a big time series changing play, and he showed up at the plate as much as anybody. With the exception of maybe Correa for the Astros, and I think that's arguable. He would be my number one position player on this list.
Well, I look at it like this. I see Juan Soto listed ahead of Jose Altuve, and I know Juan Soto. I'm thinking Han Solo. You know what I mean? It sounds very similar, but the guy's 20-year-old. He's 20 years old, and he's a hell of a player, but he's young. He has not been through the battles. I'm definitely would pick Jose Altuve in front of him, And honestly, I think Altuve should be above George Springer as well. I think Springer is a hell of a player as well. He was the MVP last time in the World Series, but I think you'd move him down the list. I just thought that there's some guys that should be higher on here that aren't. And I think Jose Altuve, it's kind of disrespectful that you put him way down there at number 9.
We have some Game 1 breaking news. A.J. Hinch and the Astros have listed their lineup for Game 1 of the World Series. We'll go through it real quick. Top three, Springer in center, Altuve at second, Brantley in left. Middle three, Bregman at third, Gurriel at first, Correa at short. And the bottom three, Yordan Alvarez, the DH in the seventh spot, as A.J. Hinch said. Martin Maldonado will catch, bat eighth. And Josh Reddick will bat ninth for the Houston Astros.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.